Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, a gin secco, please.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
All right.
All
right.
How are we doing?
All right.
How are we getting on?
All right.
I'm very good.
Yeah,
good.
We're looking around the room. We've all got big grins on our faces today, haven't we?
We're like Cheshire Cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why don't you tell the listeners why, Mark?
Because me? We've been nominated. No, for me. For me.
Oh, you're doing that setup then and all. It was like, oh, this is a good setup. me.
Actually, Mark, yeah. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
We know that.
Other than we've got something.
Yeah, keep that to yourself.
Me.
You do it, Mark.
I thought yours had cleared up, Mark.
Sorry, me.
We're not usually this coy, are we? Anyway,
go on, Mark.
We've been nominated for an independent podcast award.
Hey,
we have.
Yeah, we're off to London on 23rd of October to an awards ceremony.
I'm just super excited.
I know. It's fantastic, isn't it? We've been going 10 months, and we've been nominated for an award already.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's impressive.
Brilliant. Shall we explain to listeners what we mean by independent podcast award? Or
I would.
Yeah. So
yeah, we don't get paid for this. We're all poor. We go out begging in a day.
Yeah.
And then we talk rubbish by night.
That's about it. There are basically two different kind of podcasts. There's ones owned by big publicity houses and production companies and people like Spotify and Acast, etc. And then the podcasts that aren't owned by them people that are independently run and independently owned are classed as indie podcasts, and that's what we are, obviously.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Skint. Not earning any money from it. They have their own awards, basically, because obviously it's not overly fair that we're up against.
We do it for the love and the feedback of the listener, don't we?
Bear in mind, I didn't even know that indie meant independent to start with. I just thought it meant because we were just a bit,
play guitar.
We're a bit rough around the edge.
It's because of how often Mark says, talks about Oasis.
Yeah. I just thought that's what made you indie. You weren't quite mainstream. You were a bit more,
independent.
Oh, yeah. So I know that now.
Really?
Are you coming to award ceremony, Rob?
Well.
Wow.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. Washing your hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I might be at the time, but I doubt it. I'm in Malta.
Oh.
I know. I mean, disappointing.
I'm sure there's flights home.
Yeah. I mean, it gets worse.
You're going to Malta to work?
Well, what date is the actual...
23rd of October.
And I got an email the other day from work that the heading of the email was...
Cancel all holidays.
Commercial shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, you were going to be in an advert.
Come on, spit it out.
I'm trying to remember.
What were it? Were they filming in your place or something? Is that what they were doing?
No.
Why have you not brought your script?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Hold on. I'll get it. You can cut this out.
No, definitely not cutting this out.
I've got it.
He's here.
So the email said...
He's back in the room.
Commercial shoot. What is going on with my head?
Why can't I
remember things?
He's forgot again.
Commercial shoot, Madrid.
What? Oh.
Red down. Are you available 21st to the 23rd of October for a 3-day shoot in Madrid?
Hang on a minute. Is this for work?
For Amazon.
Oh, right, okay.
Just you?
Well, I'm guessing they've picked other people, but no one from my
building.
They want
you to do a fire alarm recording in Madrid.
Yeah.
Hello. Please escape by the nearest fire exit.
So,
I got this email. Friendly engineer.
I got this email that basically said, can you do this shoot on these dates in Madrid? And I was like, no, I can't.
But for what? What would the shoot
I don't.
You don't
honestly,
know.
They don't
you were
going to
do it regardless.
This is the shoot. We've been giving you details by this person.
Andy Willman. You will be in Madrid. Further instructions to follow.
And that were it. So not only can I not attend the podcast awards, I also can't do this shoot. Which I'd have enjoyed. But then there would have been the bigger debate. Then which one would I have chosen?
I was just going to say, which one would you...
Oh, no, which one can I do?
Yeah.
It did say on the thing, you may not be required for all the dates. And I was like, I mean, it would have been perfect if I was only either the 21st, 22nd. Then I could have made, the podcast awards. Mm. But as I'm in Malta at the time, I can't.
It's an hard life.
I know.
It's an hard life.
So, yeah, I am incredibly... devastated that I can't be there.
We're going to enjoy it though, aren't we, boys?
We are. We will. Yeah, we'll enjoy it. And if we win, you're not going to be in the photo.
It won't be an if, mate. So when, obviously you've then, then going to ring me and I'll be in Malta going,
We're not ringing you. We're going to celebrate just us three.
Confident that we're going to win then, are you, Rob?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I think it's brilliant. And we're absolutely chuffed to bits.
Yeah, it's great to have been nominated. We've obviously been invited to go along. We get to go, meet loads of people.
Yeah.
And it's going to be brilliant. It's a great experience.
It will definitely be a good experience.
I'm not overly sure as, new kids on the block and all that. We'll be there to make the numbers up, I think, to some extent. But it'll be a good laugh.
We'll be networking, speak to other podcasters.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll definitely be sharing some photos on our socials, I guess.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, without Rob.
I think you should record I think you should record the moment that they announce it, just in case.
Okay, just in case.
So, I could do your help on something, if you don't mind.
All right, okay. Yeah.
So, as you know, and you guys listening probably aren't aware, that I work shift pattern.
Yeah.
And the shift pattern that I work is, if we start at the start of a week on a Monday, I work 2 day shifts, 2 night shifts, then I get 5 days off.
Part-timer.
5 days off?
5 days off of working a couple of shifts.
Yeah. And then I work 4 days, I've already said that. Then I work 2 days, 3 nights, 4 days off.
And then a month off.
And then 3 days, 2 nights, and another 5 days off.
Wow.
And it starts again.
So you're like on holiday every other week?
Yeah. So every month I get
two... wonder you've always got a bloody tan.
every month I get 2 5 lots off and 1 4. And I work the same. And it's both days and nights. Okay? The predicament is that work are restructuring. Mm-hmm. And they want to move a couple of technicians
to Madrid.
I mean, that would be a lot less difficult choice. And they want to move people around, and they've got some guys are going to have to go on days. So the original day shift,
like permanent days.
Permanent days.
Right.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Originally 6 till 2.
Okay.
Okay.
No weeks off.
Weeks off if you put annual leave in, yeah.
So you don't get your weeks off like you're getting at
the
minute.
No. Just 6 till 2, Monday to Friday, get your weekends off.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So, firstly, if it was me, I'd be getting my weekends back. I'd be getting my nights back. No more night work.
Yeah.
And I'd be getting my weekends back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing do I want to move from something that enables me to have longer breaks of time off? Because obviously you're working 12-hour shifts opposed to what would be 8-hour shifts in the new days role. So you've got shorter days, but you're at work more days per week. You've got to travel there more times.
Yeah.
You've got shorter periods off, only 2 days each week, opposed to longer periods off. It feels as though there's quite a lot to, you go, what about this and then what about that? But then they throw in another suggestion, which is reducing from a 5-day week to a 4-day week. And instead of doing 8-hour shifts, you do 10-hour shifts. And you work still Monday to Friday, but you only work 4 days, and it's a rolling day off. Mm-hmm. So it would start, the rolling day off would start, well, we'll say Tuesday, because it's a bit easier.
2,000 years later.
Because that would then be the following week. So you get a long weekend every, I can't remember if it's 5 or 6 weeks, depending on how many in the team. So then this gets
introduced. I'm glad I'm not stuck in a lift.
What, with Rob? Are they doing this to simplify?
We've got to fast forward, aren't
they? Are they doing this to simplify it? Because it sounds more complicated to me.
It probably does sound complicated, but...
That's because Rob's explaining
it. What's
your predicament? Do you have a choice in this?
Yeah. The first stage is who would like it. The second stage is no one's come forward. You're doing it.
How many people is this to choose from? The entire warehouse just your team?
There's 19 technicians to choose from.
How many? 19?
19.
19 of you to fix a conveyor belt?
Well, that's over four shifts. So there's five in each shift.
It depends on your lifestyle, I suppose, doesn't it? You haven't got any kids.
Yeah.
And if your other half, Gemma, depending on what she can work or what she does, what she's fixed to, would ultimately determine which way I would play it.
Yeah.
If it was Helen and Helen could have the same sort of time that I could, I'd be like, a week off every other week, I'd be all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But then, you know,
what, as interstate stay as it is.
But if I'd not got any, yeah, that if I'd not got any kids or anything. But obviously, having, you know, kids have got clubs and things that they go to, and you know, so you're giving up on that. But you're not necessarily losing any of that, are you?
I think that's the problem with, for a lot of people, or a lot of the other technicians, is the childcare issues it brings.
Yeah.
With the rolling day off and not knowing, although you know you can forecast, it's not always easy for them to just change the day that they have childcare. Yeah, that's not a problem for me. Like you said, Gemma works Monday to Friday, you know. So for all them reasons, absolutely it works.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Bob? Yeah. So obviously you do shifts and you work through nights. So for you personally, I mean, are you a person that can cope during, like, cope sleeping during the day and doing shifts? I mean, I know you do it, but do you embrace that, or do you go, I struggle with this? I mean, what?
I think I've always been okay with nights. I've just seemed to be all right. I'm quite regimental about the times I go to bed, when I'm going on tonight, how long I sleep after night, so I make sure I get the right sleep the next night, and on my last shift, making sure you get a small amount of sleep so you sleep after it and all that sort of thing. I think I've got that down to a T.
But do you like it?
Well,
I mean, when you wake up, like 11 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock, do you go, you know what, I don't like this, or does it work for you?
I started to feel more recently that's becoming a bit of a bear. I've been doing it for, I think it's 10 years on shift now. So it's a long time to be on days and nights for that long period of time. But I think the biggest thing that I feel, and I bet there's a lot of people that agree with this, that work shifts, is just the amount of time that you spend saying to people, I can't do that weekend. Mm-hmm. I can't do that weekend. Even though I do get weekends off and I get long periods of time off.
Relate to that, but I'll come to that later.
I'll talk
about that later.
You know, you're all at work. On a lot of the time, especially when I get Monday to Thursday off, you can't, you know, all right, it's great being able to go places and everywhere's dead, but also you're not with anyone because they're all at
work.
Yeah. And then when you're going to work, they're all at home, and there's a lot of
I suppose it does align you with society a bit better, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely.
I think for knowing you as I do, I think that you've obviously got used to shift work, and I think you've made it work for you.
Yeah.
Shift work. I think you've been kind of institutionalised to that shift work. So therefore, I think you're finding positives in the shift work that aren't real or aren't actually there.
Yeah.
So because what it is you've made them work. You've made it work for you.
Yeah.
But the thing is with shift work is, like, if you're working late, for instance, it kind of wipes your whole day out. It's not as if you do anything or do much in the morning or whatever, because you've always got it in your head that you've got to go to work. You know, you talk about the time off that you've got, but your last night shift, at least half your day is taken up the next day through sleep. And that ongoing issue of not being able to make plans or having to say no to a lot of things because you're on lates, you're on nights, you've been on nights the night before, you're working the weekend or whatever. And I think because you've been doing it for so long, you've kind of forgotten what that freedom it would give you by moving away from that. And I think moving on to days gets your weekends back, gets all your evenings back, gives you so much more free time and social time. Whether you do 5 shorter days or 4 longer days, I think is definitely more of a personal thing to you. I'd rather do longer days and less of them.
Yeah.
Less commute. You've got one extra day a week to do what you want, you know, and stuff like that. So me personally, but I think that is a personal choice.
I definitely think what you've just said there is so true that I've forgotten what it's like to have I don't know if you can say normal life, but having a Monday to Friday, you know, see family or friends whenever you want in an evening or a weekend, because you normally align with more people on that pattern. Do you know what I mean?
Well, look at Mark. He can literally make any plans he wants.
Me?
Not you, other one.
You can, you don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought you were talking about me.
Sitting in front of WhatsApp all day, ignoring everybody's messages.
Here we go.
But Mark can make any plans he wants. Other than, obviously, I know you work, obviously, to family restraints and stuff regarding, you know, running kids about or whatever. But fundamentally, Mark could go any night, any weekend, whatever, and make plans.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but you'd struggle doing it the other way around. You could do shifts, as in you're physically capable of doing shifts.
Yeah.
But I think you'd struggle adapting to that thing of, what, I can't take Caravan away at weekend because I'm working all weekend. Yeah. Or, you know, I'm working till 11 o'clock at night, so I can't, you know. And it's just what you're used to, isn't it?
Do you think you would?
I've made a conscious effort throughout my working life to get to where I am now, that I've got that control and that working pattern. So I don't want to jinx it and then end up in a position where it is no longer the case, but I've pursued a career where that gives me my evenings and my weekends, you know, not being on call, not having to work on a Saturday or, you know, and that sort of thing. So, so I suppose it is what I want and it is what I like, and that's why I've made the decisions I have to get to where I am.
Have we helped with your dilemma at all?
Well, there is one other thing that I think I'm fortunate enough, I'm fortunate if it doesn't impact me so much that it changes my decision, and that's that I will drop wage. Mm-hmm. It's not a salary, but my annual income would change because I'd be losing the night rate.
Yeah.
And the night rate, it's good. Mm-hmm. And I would lose that, but I do value time more than money.
Yeah.
So it's almost that way up of...
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? The money's important, but by...
You'd have more time to sell a picture of your feet online.
But, I mean, yeah.
Why does he do that?
I don't, but it's given me a great idea.
I'd buy him.
I mean, the difference is it's about £300 a month.
Right. Wow. It's quite a chunk of money, though, isn't
sorry.
It?
Sorry. No, that's wrong.
It's more. It's £600 a month.
It's £380 a year.
Oh.
Difference.
Oh, that's peanuts.
It's not even worth considering.
No. Now, it does help that we've just been... We haven't got it yet, but we're getting a pay rise. Mm-hmm. And it will have kicked in by the time all these changes are made. So it's almost masking the fact, you know. But anyone else, they'll get it.
I think it's a no-brainer, Rob.
Yeah? I do. Yeah.
I think it's an absolute no-brainer. Yeah. And whether you do longer days or shorter days is down. That's down to personal preference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I think it's an absolute no-brainer to move away from shifts.
Well, I was.
You're not getting any younger, mate.
No, I know.
Well,
I was.
That's what I was going to say to you. I would definitely move on to that because as you get older, I mean, okay, you're not fat, you're quite fit, you're fine, but you're not going to get any younger, like Kirk said. And ultimately, as you get older, it is harder and harder. I mean, I'm sort of 10 years older than all of you, and I'm. And I struggle.
Plus that.
You know. Yeah. Hang on, we are that a bit. I've got about 10 years.
The hardest thing.
But so, yes, I would.
The hardest thing has been is that when you're surrounded by those that you work with who have other things going on that you don't know about, that they're not working, and they're all being. So I'm the only person that said, yeah, I want to do it out of 19 men.
Mm.
You start thinking.
Why?
Why?
Why are you the only one?
Why am I the only one that wants this? And you three are sat here going, I mean, I think you'd be daft not to.
Yeah.
But yet, all these 19 technicians are all
their
going...
Their lifestyle will be set around
exactly.
It,
and I think that's it. You
you've
sometimes,
got to make decisions for yourself.
You start wondering that you're making... You're silly. Do you know what I mean? Well, thanks for
that. Oh,
you're
silly?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
But I think it's the right move to make it work.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your input. That has helped.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, it has.
Because you struggle with stuff like working patterns, don't you, Mark?
Mark struggles with working.
Yeah.
Well, and patterns.
Listen, I'll be honest. I think, on the whole, my work is more involved than what you guys do because I'm self-employed. So your clock starts and stops at certain times. Mine doesn't.
Mine doesn't.
Well, not yours so much, but even so, like now, you've finished work, so your clock has stopped. And you know, job is harder, but being self-employed is harder than what you guys do because self-employed.
So I can certainly say that the role that I play and what I do now, 100%, a 1,000,000%. However, if I took two steps up in that chain of command, completely the opposite.
But I think,
as in your 24 hours a day on call.
I think, true, but it's still you're not self-employed. They're not having to file their own tax returns. They're not having to employ people. They're not having to design websites. That's what I'm talking about being self-employed. I'm not talking about the physical job because that is very debatable.
Yeah, but you get up on a day and you'll tinker around downloading some songs, and then
hang on, but straight away you're saying they're like tinkering around as if like I can do it's no. just casual.
Well, yeah, but do it. But, you can go and make a brew and then go and do a bit and then do this. And don't get me wrong, I'm getting to the point.
But you guys can do that at work.
Yeah, but hold on. So I'm saying that you'll start that in the morning. Let's say you start at 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah? And you'll do that all day, be it tinkering or doing whatever it is. But I'm also saying that you also won't get in if it's a DJ. You're then going to go to work at night and DJ, do the actual physical job of DJing, and not going to get home till 2 in the morning. However, when you do get home at 2 in the morning, that's where I imagine you'll shut off and you'll go to sleep.
You don't start doing your VAT return, do you, at 3 o'clock in the morning?
But I shut off. But then again, next day, obviously, I'm back to work. Because I work every day. Don't forget, when I'm working, I'm not getting paid. I only get paid when I'm physically DJing.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's another element of being self-employed.
So, what time do you get up in the morning, then?
About 20 past eight.
About 20 past eight, roughly
between 8:14 and 8:17.
It doesn't set an alarm either.
Is that when you've got to go to the toilet?
I've said this in a previous podcast. That's what time I wake up. That's the time I get up.
And then what's your routine then?
Well, there is no routine because I'm self-employed, so it depends on what's happening.
You're at work all day.
I am, but I mean, I might get a playlist I've got to deal with.
A playlist
from a bride and groom. But this is what I'm saying. There's no real pattern to my job. This is why it's harder, because when you go to if you're working in, say, in a supermarket and you're doing a checkout, you know what sort of day you're going to have. But itself, like a minute, I'm sort of, you know.
I'm having to go online.
Bay City
Rollers, then the Beatles. Oh no!
I don't think I'm going to convince you guys.
Status quo. I'm certainly not going to convince Mark.
I think the word hard is not the right word.
No, I don't think it is. It's more. There's more to it. There's so many strands to being self-employed.
Yeah.
Because you've got
Motown,
so many different things going
rock.
On. So like, you know, at the minute, I'm kitting out this hotel, so I'm having to buy equipment. I'm having to go to see people. I'm having to liaise with different things.
You have to
buy
go to a
stuff.
Shop.
You know, so it can get involved in that sense of the word.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, going to a 9-to-5 type job.
Just to be clear, I am not saying that you don't have a busy job and that you don't work very often. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think you could say it's harder to be self-employed.
I won't say harder, but it's completely different. It's completely different from what you guys do. And because I've been doing it for like 36 years, I've been doing this. And to constantly do it all the time, like I said,
you alphabetize your songs?
Yeah. But, you know...
Are you joking? Is he they're slightly more than just alphabetized.
Extended mix.
But it is. I think I'm struggling to sort of get it across to you how much there is to it. I think the difficult thing is that there are so many strands to it.
I'm going to do you a favour for a start and just explain to everyone that if you actually knew the type of DJ business that Mark runs, it isn't just a guy that rocks up to a party and DJs.
No.
Right.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I don't think I'm getting it across, but you guys know it.
They turn up to him. Yeah. That's half the job done. He stood there waiting for them to arrive.
Mark he doesn't just play music. He's got videos going on, and you're very keen on keeping up to date with all your videos and your music and everything, aren't you? You've got residences and hotels. You've got a lot of gear in a lot of different hotels that you're managing.
I have to maintain it. There's DJs.
You've got DJs working on behalf of you in other hotels, blah, blah, blah.
I think, because I know we've spoke about it before, and I think what the biggest thing I reckon you find hard, and let's say it's hard, and I think a lot of self-employed people might think, and I think this is what you may be getting at a little bit with what you're saying, is when you are self-employed, you've got your own business that's not a massive business. It's, you know, it's a business.
Yeah.
You're just on your own. So anything that you want doing, you have to do it. Or you have to source a way of doing it or getting it done. You know, whereas all of us three, our jobs are hard. And they're hard in their own way. And they're all very different. However, we are part of a team of some sort.
Yeah.
We've got either other people to bounce ideas off, we've got other people to work with alongside, share problems.
Put problems on.
Yeah, delegate.
We'll
or
do
whatever.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whereas I think what Mark says sometimes is that all of them problems that you have on a day-to-day basis, and all of them jobs, responsibilities, stresses, monies, organizations, earnings, advertisement, marketing, it's all him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I just didn't say it very well. But that is ultimately it. And when I said this, is what I'm saying, I don't mean it's harder, as in you work harder than me. That's not what I'm getting at. And you know, all your jobs you're all good at what your jobs are, and you all work at what you're good at. But
you are. But
yeah. Exactly.
You don't have a microphone when you're DJing, do you?
Let me pass me over to my public relations guy, Kirk. He'll explain for me. But that's what I'm sort of getting at. You know, like my website, that might take me just days and days working on it, because nobody works on my website. I have to do it.
What do you have to do on it?
Well, update it. Links break on it. Forms don't come through. Emails don't come through. There's always something. I mean, think about how much equipment I've got, and it all needs to make. I've got what? 9 separate full disco setups spread over what, 4 venues? You know, it's
multiple people ringing you on different nights going, oh, Mark, by the way, this don't work and that don't work, and you've got to go back and do it.
I'll
all
tell
then.
You something,
you know, so that's what I mean by that. Really.
Relatively recently, I had a little bit of a insight into the world of Mark, a little bit. Bear with me on this, I'll get to my point.
Okay.
Is that I've always thought to myself in the past, when Mark used to say, oh, I can't do that on Tuesday because I'm doing this. I'm doing a playlist, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. And I've always thought to myself, well, all right, that's an hour. What are you doing the rest of your day? You know, or whatever. Not necessarily saying lazy, just a little bit like almost that, why do you feel so busy, you know, all the time or whatever. When I had my little, let's say, sabbatical from work, me and you spoke about this a bit, didn't we, Mark?
Yeah.
Because I started to understand the mindset a little bit, that when you've got nothing to focus on, as in like going to work or whatever, you might plan you're going to do something that next day. So that might be anything at all, that you plan to do something that next day.
Lorraine. This morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I weren't getting up that early. But as soon as then somebody alters with that plan or tries to alter with that plan, it throws you out, because you start to realise that because you've got nothing else to focus on, work or whatever, that becomes your life, that becomes your plan, it becomes your schedule. So then as soon as someone's going, what are you doing tomorrow? Oh, I'm sorting out my loft. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go do this. No, but I'm sorting out my loft. Yeah, but you could do that the day after. You've got no. Yeah, but I've planned to do it tomorrow. And it messes with your head a little bit, because it's the only thing you've got to hang on to.
I think it depends. Actually, it's a frame of mind thing.
Yes.
Well, you know what I'm like. I sort of fly by the wind. Fly by the wind?
Fly by the seat of your pants?
No.
Okay.
That's what it is.
You're in the wind.
The wind?
You just sort of fly with the wind. Anyway, I'm quite easy with stuff, so I don't sort of hang on to stuff like that so much. And so I don't become fixated on something unless it is time bound. You know, if something's got to be done by a certain time, otherwise it's, you know, you're scuppered. You know, fill it in your passport before you go on board on a plane or that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, but when was... I'm not being arsy when I said this, so it's a genuine question. When was the last time, as an adult, you spent 3-4 months with no work?
I hadn't.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, I would have said the same thing as you before that time. I'd have been very much like, yeah, just, you know, do what you want, but, you know, fly in the wind or whatever you said, you know.
I don't know what it is. What is it, Rob? You'll know what it is.
Go with the wind.
Gone with the wind.
Fly in the direction of the wind.
Yeah. Wind beneath your wings.
Going with the listeners can imagine
it's going against the grain, usually.
Passing
wind. I know what you're saying, but what I mean is, I wouldn't have to be fixated on something. I think I'd be a busy fool. I'd be doing lots of different things, but I wouldn't be hung up on that has to be done tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, saying, right, I can't do anything else because I am doing that, I'd get up in the morning and go, I know I plan to do that, but I can't be bothered. I'm going to do something else.
That might be fine, but if obviously for me, for my business, I've got to make sure that those things are done for my business. So if I've got like speakers that don't work, lights that have got bulbs missing, I've got to make sure they're done. Mm. I mean, I run my business, as you guys probably know. I want to make sure it's the best at all times. The DJs are turning up with the shirts on, they're playing the right music, you know, they're not late, they're not chewing gum, they're not doing this, they're not playing with the phone, because that's the image I want you know, that's the image I want to come across. I don't want DJs, you know, texting while they're DJing or chewing gum or turned up in trainers. That's not how I want it to be.
That's me not getting booked again.
I mean, it is.
I didn't know you turned up like that. Yeah. But that's how I want it to be.
I built myself a whole website while I was DJing last time. I was.
So that's how I run my business. Obviously, that takes you. It's only like parenting for as an off thing. You know, anybody can be a parent, but being a good parent is, you know,
different.
Is making sure. You look after your kids, and you know lazy parenting is where you just let them do what they want. My business is the same. I don't want DJs to be just, you know, slacking and doing what their own thing. I want them to sort of have the same passion as me and do what I want them to do to some degree.
So could you go back to being employed?
I don't think I could now. No.
No.
I mean, obviously, as you know, I started DJing when I was 18, and I had a daytime job, and then when I was 30.
I mean, would that have been reel to reel? But
yeah. Well, I started on Viber, with the 78. But yeah, and then I packed, obviously working for Santander when I was about 38. I want to say about 38. But no, I couldn't go back to working and
young
doing
age
that.
Had to retire.
You know, yeah. I'm not retired. But what I would say, just because Rob mentioned about it, going on to the social side of things, and you know, I did say when Rob were talking, is that I can completely relate to that, because obviously, for example, if somebody's got a wedding, for example, and it's that Saturday night and busy. December, you know, any busy December or summertime, 99% of the time I'll say no to it because I can't have time off because I lose money from it.
Yeah.
And you might not even be booked at that point.
And I might not even be booked.
I think that's the bit that I couldn't cope with, is not being able to make plans because I would need the work in lieu of that activity. Yeah. Because I favour the structure of having the job, and then I get the what it is that I'm working for is that the nice time that I can plan to do whatever, and not having that
what you work to live,
that would be I couldn't cope with that.
But I do think as well, Mark, that as much as I definitely respect that you know if you haven't got the gigs yet but you know that it's very likely you'll be working, I think it all depends how important that event is for you to say at the end of the day it's my business and I plan my own holidays, just as long as you hadn't already got, like you might say, I'm literally away for 2 weeks, a week before that. So it's just not possible to have all that amount of time off. But if you'd not got anything around that, I know that you would still say, no, I can't.
Yeah, but hold on a minute, Rob. That's easy for us to say that gets paid for booking us holidays. That's like me turning around to you and saying, you've completely out of holidays. Mm. Yeah. So if you want to do something that we're doing, yeah, that you really want to do, then you'd have to take unpaid leave for it.
Yeah, but I would genuinely, only because I really do value time over money. Yeah.
And plus the fact that they might say to him, "Well, you can't take unpaid leave. Your contract is you come to work."
Yeah.
So if they might give you the option of unpaid leave, but they might say, "No, you can't have time." Yeah, yeah. It's only like if you say, "Can I have 2 days off next week?" No, there's too many people off. They're not going to say, well, you can have your offer, we'll not pay you. They might just say, no, you've got to work.
Yeah, and again, I'm saying it from someone who's fortunate enough that in this scenario I'm playing, that I'm seeing it from someone that can afford to do it, you know, can say, well, yeah, it would be nice to work that particular Saturday because I'll have more money to play with, but I can afford not to. Yeah. Whereas Mark might be coming from a place where I've no idea where, you know, and be going, it's a bit tight at the minute. So really, by that point, it's normally quite quiet. So at that point, that's when I start building my money up. Mm. But to other people, it can look like, well, I just don't want to come to my event. You know what I mean? But I definitely get it.
I mean, I do. I'll try to make as many exceptions as I can, like your wedding, you know, when you got married on cruise. Obviously, there are exceptions where I will do it. Mm. But if it's somebody's, you know, 40th or 30th, then generally it'll always be a no because I'm working. Because I always put my business comes first. It's first and foremost, and it's just in my blood to. That's how I live my life. And in December, of course, I just write it off. And it's all down to working. Yeah.
Changing direction a bit. I'm still on the topic of work, and it's something that's become quite topical of late, but I have got something to go with it. Obviously, being employed, Do you have to do anti-bribery at work?
Yes.
As a training thing? Have you had to do any, Rob? I don't. You won't be in contact with the outside.
We do actually work quite closely with contractors.
All right.
So, and am I right in thinking it's where you basically aren't allowed to accept any gift of any kind from a contractor,
they tend to set certain. Some companies might say you can accept something up to the value of £30, whatever, but you've got to declare it. Sorts of things. But there's obviously a lot of talk at the minute about Mr. Starmer, Keir Starmer.
yeah.
And, you know, probably the most powerful person in the country, you know. And
has his dad been giving tools out or something?
yeah.
Why is his dad a tool maker?
Have you not seen it on news? He's had £100,000 worth of freebies.
More than any other Prime Minister.
Football tickets and
everything.
Like that.
Yeah. Taylor Swift tickets.
His missus has been having new dresses bought from a Labour.
In what time frame?
I don't know.
Over quite a long time frame,
I think, not just in the last two days.
Since he's become Prime Minister, I think it's spiked. It's obviously gone up, but he was getting it before.
Wow. Yeah. They're saying he's received more freebies than any other Prime Minister in history or something, haven't they?
Yeah.
And what does that say? What does that say if he's getting given freebies?
I don't think it says directly something, but what it does do is it opens the question as to, is he being influenced?
Yeah.
There's a potential that... Why are you accepting all this stuff? Why can't you buy your own missus a dress? You know, because it brings me onto a story, right? Because there was a guy, and it's a couple of months old, this story. There was a guy who lives in Beckenham, and Beckenham. Worked for Veolia. You know Veolia, the waste company. Mm-hmm. They also do, like, cleaning contracts, that sort of thing. This guy was a street cleaner. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Or is a street cleaner.
I think I've heard this story, yeah.
63 years old, right? Anyway, he's supposed to be a real character. Plays Elvis Presley on loud while he's cleaning, like he's a street cleaner, cleaning streets. Residents love him in this local area. Anyway, over a period...
Are we talking sweeping or jet washing or...?
I think it's probably all of it.
It's irrelevant, Bob, but carry on.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm just trying to build a picture of him.
The residents love him because he's a character and they obviously come out and he talks to everybody and he's playing Elvis and he's dancing the street and doing whatever. And they all, drum together and raised £3,000. To send him on a holiday because he'd not been able to afford to go on holiday.
All right.
Veolia said to him, "You can't accept that because we deem it as, you know, it goes against company policy."
Yeah, you can't
we deem it that it could be a bribe, and that's how you could bribe a street cleaner. I don't know. Anyway, so he couldn't accept it. And the genius that, so somebody wrote into On the Beach, you know, the holiday company. Anyway, so they had an idea.
On the beach.
Yeah, that's the one. So they created a competition. This guy's called Paul Spears, right? He's 63 years old. On the Beach ran a competition, right, where you had to live in Beckenham, you had to have the surname Spears, and you had to be between 62 and 64 years old.
And he didn't win it.
To enter this competition for a holiday to Portugal. That was it. Lo and behold, he won a holiday to Portugal.
Brilliant.
I mean, it did lift the lid a little bit and lightens the tone about the bloody Keir Starmer thing because it boils my urine. But anyway, I did try warning
everyone.
How nice is that, though, when, you know, people in...
Yeah, it is nice. It's a good story.
People trying to do something really genuine for somebody who's clearly working hard and is doing a lot for his local community. Granted, he's getting paid for it. I'm
struggling to get past the whole point of it, though. It's like when you women say the world's gone mad and it's all gone too far.
Yeah.
Like, what the whole point of this, gifting people and it being a benefit and whatever.
Yeah.
It would work the other way around if Keir Starmer was giving people freebies, because then you're going, oh, then I'll vote for him. I get freebies off Keir Starmer. He's great. I'll vote for him.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
With him, you know. I'm giving freebies out to all the people because they say, oh, come and clean this for me. I was giving freebies out.
Yeah.
The other way around, it don't work.
Yeah.
I don't see the benefit in it.
I know. No.
I mean, what I struggle with the freebies things, and it obviously happens to sports stars, you know, film stars, pop stars, they all get freebies.
I mean, that makes sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense because, like, all these pop stars, they obviously all... they've got loads of money.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they can afford the stuff. Yeah, they get it for free.
Well,
yeah,
it's called marketing.
I know it is. It's something. But at end of the day, it is. It's a topsy-turvy world we live in.
Yeah.
So like Taylor Swift, she could walk into a store and get things for free when she can afford them. Yeah, somebody who's like me or you could walk in a store, can I have that for free? No, you've got to pay, but I can't afford it. But when you step back from it, I understand where you're coming from, Bob, and that's why it works. But sorry, that's why it happens.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, you step back from it, you know, an alien looking in would go, that makes no sense. Why do these people live like this? People who's got money, they get more money.
There's a saying,
and they
yeah,
get more
yeah,
money. Yeah. And the poor get less. But it doesn't make any sense, really. In that sense, it doesn't.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you, do you know what I mean?
There's a saying that's going to annoy me now. I can't remember what it is, but the rich...
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's it then.
That's money, goes money goes to money.
Mark, I've, I came up with a solution with the chemist.
The chemist, for your rash again.
You know, we were talking the other week about him shouting out personal details.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, but did they do it?
I had word with him. I said, excuse me, I'm feeling a little bit concerned. And there's a number of people in
there. No. Did you?
You're shouting out my personal details in front of everybody. And I'm not overly comfortable with it. So yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. So now when I go in, they just point at me and go, exploding diarrhea.
Nice.
That's about the only joke you've said in about 12 episodes. It's actually really funny.
I thought of something. You know, in a couple of episodes,
not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's something. It were bugging me from every. We did an episode where I mentioned about D23, didn't I?
Yes.
And I didn't know what it stood
why
for.
Why it was 23?
Well, I know.
Oh.
So anyway, move on.
What is it?
You want to know what it is? Yeah.
So it can be funny, can't it?
Well, the D stands for Disney, obviously.
Yeah.
But the 23 stands for 1923, when the company was founded.
Oh.
So there you go. I mean, when you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, probably not to you, Mark, because you don't know when you were founded, do you? But you were founded in 1923, the Walt Disney Company. So there we go. That's why it's called D23.
There you go.
There you go.
There's one for the edit. You can cut that bit out.
Time at the bar, please.
Should I spin the wheel?
I think we should, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm so excited. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel.
Yeah, yes. Get it spun.
Hey,
what is it?
Here we go.
What is it?
Hey!
You're stuck with the original one then.
Well, it's a good length, isn't it?
We thought it might give chance people to go and make a cuppa or something.
Yeah, or divert from the journey and go to services and come back.
Yorkshire puddings are done.
We'll shorten it for next one.
I think we should.
So, away you go, Mark.
Here we go. So, have a guess at this.
No way.
On a scale
of easy and hard, easy being one, hard being 10, where would you say that is?
2.
Oh, really?
Really?
No. What? I won't get it. Let's try again. Right, so.
Oh.
Listen, I've got no idea.
Well,
no,
it's just that it's just that little bit.
Yeah,
there's something
there,
isn't there? There
is.
That's what I'm trying to do, is plant the seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've no, I'm, no.
Answers on a postcard.
Nothing. Oh, a postcard. Can you imagine if we received a postcard? Not that anyone knows his address.
Not that anyone's ever going to guess that song. I think somebody will get it, though.
Not that anyone wants to contact us.
No.
Let alone send a postcard.
Yeah, send your postcard to Malta. Rob Otto.
And on that note,
I look forward for the postcard.
Yeah.
See you next week.
See you next week, boys.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and of course on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.